There was an old guy, a fixture at the asylum, with Tourette's. Or at least I assume he had Tourette's, judging by his behavior and ludicrous outbursts. Not such a bad guy, though. He would flag me down while riding my moped around Overbrook, where I would sometimes go after cruising Essex Mountain Sanatorium through switchbacks of Sanitarium Road to Overbrook, where the main wards were still open and occupied with patients, outside in slippers, shuffling and smoking on sunny days around the campus. And I only rode the moped on nice days, when wheels were less likely to slip out from under me, as they did once at Prospect Hill Cemetery, and another time in front of the nurse's building of the sanatorium, when I tried to turn on wet, gravelly pavement, and slid on leg and side, ripping army pants, road rash on hands, bloody trail leading all the way home, back to Brookside Ave in Caldwell, my first apartment. But yeah, there was this one guy with Tourette's, and he would sometimes flag me down and ask a million questions about my moped, all the while punctuating sentences with vile expletives, but saying them sweetly, and apologizing after every outburst, begging me to ignore his interruptions, and tell him about the machine I ride, which is not technically a moped, although I call it that for simplicity's sake, because it was, and is, I still have it, a Velo Solex, French motorized bike of the World War II era, the earliest example of modern pedal assist, antique two-cycle engine mounted on front wheel with friction drive spinning backwards against front tire to propel bike forward at about 20 miles per hour, which doesn't sound fast, but trust me, you wouldn't want it to be any faster, because boy, can she go. That Solex and I have been all over Essex and Morris County, riding back roads and wooded trails, from Greystone to Overbrook, the moped has served me well. One time, coming out of Prospect Hill Cemetery in Caldwell, which is a fantastic place to ride a Velo Solex, with its tight, windy graveyard paths and curves that give the illusion of greater speed, a guy on a huge Harley motored up next to me on Westville Ave, the roar of his engine drowning my two-stroke putter. "Where the hell did you manage to get your hands on a Solex? I had one of those in Vietnam. Rode that baby clear across the country. Never broke down once. Had to leave it there when I got shipped home." So I told him briefly about my cousin Kelly's father, Uncle Jack, who gave it to me for $50 and handed me 10 back, telling me to go buy a six-pack, which I did. Great guy, Uncle Jack. He let me bum cigarettes when I was little and was missing some fingertips from construction mishaps. Worked at the lumberyard. One time ran into him while buying plywood and 2x4s and begged him not to tell my parents he saw me, spending the last of my money on material for backyard half-pipe when I should have been paying rent or buying food. Uncle Jack smiled, understanding, and never told. Undoubtedly the best $40 I ever spent. I rode that Velo Solex every sunny day for many years. Got hassled by the cops a lot, sure, for no helmet, no registration or insurance, for going the wrong way and riding on the sidewalk. But I never got a ticket, and always managed to talk my way out of impound. Man, I used to love that Solex. Still do, but I'm afraid to ride it now that I'm older and less immortal. Now it scares me, where before it was pure bliss to motor around town with cigarette in mouth, catching looks with breeze in hair and on face. Sometimes my daughter Star would ride along with bicycle helmet, standing on the little foot platform, holding on to handlebars between my grip, while I sat on seat and steered us around suburbia, cemetery, or sanatorium. And she loved it, the perfect size at that age to stand on footrest of the bike. And luckily, we never crashed or got hurt in any way. So my daughter and I grew up together, riding around on the Solex. And out of all the amazing places in New Jersey that I have covered on my moped, Overbrook was my favorite ride because I never knew what type of weird interaction I might have with a patient. And I always looked out for the Tourette's guy, hoping to learn some new curse words or obscene phrases that I could use along the way on my Solex wanderings.